Today, after months of dodging and trying to get out of it, former Attorney General Pam Bondi testified behind closed doors about the Justice Department's handling of the Epstein investigation. And according to Democrats who were in the room, there was one consistent theme in her testimony.
She said, and I quote, "Acting AG Blanche was managing the entire investigation," end quote. All of the mistakes that we saw, the redactions, not protecting survivors, she continues to push that back onto the acting AG, Todd Blanche. We asked questions about Ghislaine Maxwell and the transfer. And again, she referred those questions to Todd Blanche in the Bureau of Prisons. So let's be clear, we have many questions for Mr. Blanche.
It was all Todd Blanche's fault, apparently. Blame him. Now, maybe Pam Bondi was just trying to pass the buck, clearly, deflect some blame. But given that Todd Blanche is the guy who is now in charge of the entire Justice Department, Trump probably wasn't thrilled with that answer, which may be why Pam Bondi came out of that hearing trying to deny she ever said it. Because this afternoon, the former attorney general made time to play keyboard warrior, posting on X, quote, "not true," in all caps, literally responding to people's posts. But a leaked copy of her opening statement obtained by Amos now reads, quote, "I delegated oversight of this process to Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche." So it seems like Bondi definitely had a lot to say about Todd Blanche's involvement in this whole fiasco. But when it came to her boss, Donald Trump, she apparently had a lot less to say.